Аудиозапись номер 10. Exercise 77. Listen to the radio program that discusses reasons for migration.
Hello, everybody. Today we are speaking about one of the hot issues of our time, migration. People from different countries tend to change their places of living and move to other parts of the world. What are the reasons for that? We ask our guest, a well-known sociologist, Peter Darcy, to comment on that.
Hello. I'll start with some basic terms. Scientists have tried to analyze and understand migration, and now they often describe this phenomenon with the help of the so-called push-pull model. The main idea of the model is to distinguish between factors that make people go abroad. These are push factors and factors that attract people to a new place. They're called pull factors.
It sounds very scientific and rather complicated for me.
Okay, I'll try to make it easier. These factors are just two sides of the same coin. Push factors make people leave their homes, so these are negative features of their country. Pull factors are things that make a new country desirable, something that makes another country look a better place to live.
Now I see. People should analyze what they lose and what they get when they move to another country.
Exactly. But sometimes reality doesn't give people any choice. They have to move the country they live in. Actually, such things as lack of jobs as a result of poverty are the most important push factors that make people emigrate. I believe that the main reason for migration is in economy. For example, there aren't enough jobs for a large number of people in the country, or wages in push countries are very low in comparison with pull countries. These factors really make people leave the country of their origin.
Economic problems have always been one of the main migration reasons. What are other factors that you consider important?
The other factors that influence migration are wars, political instability, or religious persecution. Such migrants are often seen as refugees. This is defined by the Geneva Convention relating to the status of refugees established in 1951.
Are there any other global problems that make people migrate?
You may be surprised, but there is a factor that seems unexpected or new, but it is really rather old: environmental problems. It is actually an old factor because it is closely connected with natural disasters, after which people lose their homes, money, and jobs. For example, in the 19th century, Europe experienced the lack of potato because of a potato disease. Many countries suffered from it, but in Ireland, where about two-fifths of the population were dependent on potato, there was a famine and people were dying of starvation. Thousands died and millions left for other countries and continents. Quite a large percent of American and Canadian migrants in the 19th century came from Ireland.
Yes. This is about my family. They left Ireland at that time and settled in Boston. Well, we see what makes people leave their homes, but how do they choose their destinations? What makes them move to this or that country?
Yeah, now let's look at pull factors. It's pretty obvious that people want to have higher living standards. In so-called pull countries, they will get higher wages for the same work they do in their own countries, because usually pull countries are more developed ones.
It is clear that migrants try to maximize benefits. Can it be a problem for them to find jobs?
Sometimes it is so, but almost all developed countries have realized that they need migrants' labor. They have millions of jobs that local workers refuse to fill.
Thank you, Peter, for your comments. We'll continue our conversation.